Another secret, as we master the world of charisma, is intuition. Learn to follow your instinct. Now, obviously, intuition's under the core quality sections, of the four sections that you need to master to become a great charismatic leader. As Bill Gates said, often you have to rely on intuition. What is a blind spot? We've all heard about the power of intuition. And there's a direct correlation between your ability to make good, quick decisions and your success. The challenge is we have tried it a few times, but it did not work for us, so we become a little gun-shy. The second challenge is intuition sounds a little hokey. Our blind spot is we second-guess ourselves, or we don't even try to listen to our instincts. We think, because it didn't work once, that it'll never work. We think to ourselves, can it really be that easy? Or we think it works for other people, but not for me. Intuition works and is part of your core foundation of charisma. Let's talk about research. College students would watch 3 10-second video clips of a professor during their class, okay, the beginning, middle, and end, and evaluate the professor. They were evaluating the professor's warmth, energy, and confidence. The study found that these students' evaluations of the professor were the same as the students that attended the class for the whole semester. Top-level leaders score higher on using intuition than lower-level managers. It is very ineffective to consciously overanalyze every situation. And intuition is bigger than we realize. It feeds our expertise, creativity, love, and spirituality. All right, how about some substance? Intuition is a big part of your success. Intuition helps you read and understand people. It comes in an instant, and we have to be ready to act simultaneously. Some call it a hunch, gut reaction, or even a feeling. Intuition is real and can be harnessed to increase your ability to influence and transmit charisma. Leaders who are able to distinguish between random thoughts and intuition are more successful in life and in business. Face it, just look at the CEOs of large corporations. They have access to all the logical research they need to make a good, educated decision. The successful ones will admit that ultimately they have to follow their heart and use personal intuition. Studies show that the majority of people use intuition, but have a difficult time verbalizing to others why or how it worked. As humans, and this is when we listen, we have the ability to read people from facial expressions, gestures, tone of voice, or even smell. This comes from our early programming as humans to be able to meet a person and instantly decide if they are a friend or a foe. Those that have the ability to follow their intuition correctly would be able to sense danger or make a new friend. We know when we have met someone for the first time that we have categorized them in the first 30 seconds. We have decided if we like or dislike the person, and this comes from our intuition. I'm not saying never do any research. You should spend some time gathering and analyzing information. The challenge is that you could gather information for the rest of your life. At one point, you'll have to make a decision, and it should be from your intuition. At times, you'll have to make a quick decision, and you should let your intuition guide you. It is a combination of your feelings, your wisdom, and your experience. This will take a little faith and a little practice. Learn to stretch yourself. Don't limit yourself to the facts or opinions of other people. You have to learn to follow your heart and tap into your priceless intuition. Some of us are afraid to talk about intuition because it's so hard to explain. Let me tell you, successful people use it every day. They don't always openly talk about it, but it is being used. Intuition is more valuable than you realize. It is used to enhance our creativity, charisma, and increases our ability to connect with others. Sure, super analytical people tend to shoot down intuition as a woo-woo or something that just is a myth. But it is a skill you can learn and master. Just because you don't understand how it works does not mean it does not work. Intuition expands our ability to tap into our previous experience, our knowledge, and our stored memories. We might not remember what memories or experience we're drawing on, but it was something we already have learned and has expressed as a gut feeling. The main obstacle that impedes us from following our intuition is convincing ourselves that it works and should be taken seriously. What are you listening for? How does your intuition talk to you? It could be called impulse, urge, or even that inner voice. Start listening, and you will save yourself a lot of time, energy, and money. Another thing that poisons your ability to have, to use, and to listen to your intuition is your thoughts. Part of harnessing your intuition is your ability to control your thoughts. Highly influential and charismatic people have mastered the ability to control and direct their thoughts. They have the ability to focus more on positive thoughts than dwell on negative ones. Finding your inner voice and your intuition gives you courage, confidence, and the insight to do or face anything. Take a realistic look at your life right now. Are you where you want to be? Where you are right now is the sum total of your thoughts over the course of a lifetime. Where have your thoughts taken you thus far? Where will they take you tomorrow, next week, or even next year? Your thoughts program your subconscious mind. The subconscious helps you use your intuition. Your subconscious uses your ideas, knowledge, and energy and wisdom to find the solution. Now, it might occur in an instant. It might take a few days, weeks, or even longer. Nevertheless, your subconscious mind will continue working on a solution. Charismatic people work on this mental training every day, while the average person thinks they have heard it all before. Our instinct can evaluate our previous experiences, sense the emotions of the moment, and rely on past knowledge. We are always receiving constant information through our intuition. We just need to listen. As you practice using your intuition, new and inspiring ideas will intuitively and instinctively arise on their own. You'll be able to solve problems fast. Learn to focus and concentrate. This type of focus will nurture and augment your newfound inner strength and instinct. Sure, your logical mind will fight you on these new thoughts and ideas, but eventually your newfound intuition will win. Let's talk application. There are four steps that will help you tune into your inner voice and your instincts. One, take time to be alone with your thoughts. Clear your mind and learn to focus on the moment so external noise and internal dialogue don't drown out that inner voice. Two, watch your attitude. Yes, I said it, attitude. Attitude comes from your expectations. Learn to expect with confidence that your intuition will lead and guide you to the right decisions. Three, listen and comply. When you get that feeling, instinct, or impulse, act on it. You might not understand it, but follow the voice and learn how it communicates with you. Four, practice and perfect. Learning to master your intuition will take time, energy, and practice to perfect. Start with the small things and build up to use your intuition every day. Our example, Walt Disney. You see, Walt Disney had the insight and intuition to build Disneyland, despite all his many failures leading up to one success. He had thousands of reasons to quit, hundreds of people to tell him to give up, and only one true feeling telling him to keep going. He learned to follow his heart, not to listen to others, but to listen to his internal voice. He was driven and inspired to build Epcot. Remember Epcot, the experimental prototype community of tomorrow? Everyone told him not to do it, and a long list of reasons why it was not a good idea, just like Disneyland. He had the dream, he felt it was the right thing to do, and he had the courage and willpower to pursue it. He could have taken the easy route and given up on his critics, but when your intuition tells you something, you follow it. He was flexible, but he never backed down. The key? The easiest way to master intuition is to choose a time of day. Mornings usually the best to think and ponder about your biggest challenge. Learn to listen to your thoughts, follow your instinct, and solve your challenge. As you obtain more experience and learn to listen to your intuition and trust your instinct, the process will become easier and it will feel more natural to you. Keep an open mind and practice these skills. At first, your voice will never be 100% correct, but you will get closer to perfection. Find the process and techniques that work best for you. Learn from the small and simple answers that you can receive immediate feedback on and know how well it is working. Track your results, practice every day, and fine-tune your ability to listen to your intuition.